Carrboro Board of Aldermen met last night and ultimately voted 5-2 in favor of rezoning the Lloyd Farm property just off West 54 to allow for development there. WCHL News Director Blake Hodge was following the meeting last night. He joins us here in the studio. And Blake, it was a 5-2 decision the other way last year, 2 years ago, I guess, the first time the proposal came up to the board. They revised it pretty significantly, brought it back, and now it's 5-2 the other way.
And important to remember that first vote in December 2016 was 5-2 to deny it after about 5 years of negotiations.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while,
things. So it was an interesting meeting on Tuesday night. It lasted, the overall meeting was very close to 4 hours, and this took about 3.5 hours of that meeting trying to wade through whether to vote for this rezoning process. And that's all they voted on last night. That is the big ticket item, but there still will have to be a process for the ultimate conditional use permit to come through and be approved by the Board of Aldermen. But in that process, it is a more evidence-based process, so things can only really be denied if they are found to be out of order with the ordinance or meeting a certain other set of criteria.
So the Lloyd Farm property is just on the north side of 54 across from Carrboro Plaza between James and Old Fayetteville Road. So over in that general vicinity. Right now, it's nothing. It's undeveloped, formerly a farm, hence the name. What is the proposal now that got approved for rezoning?
So it's going to be anchored by a grocery store, all presumed to be Harris Teeter. It will have some space for, and this is all, I should say, part of what has been put forward as the proposal, but again, all of this will have to be formally submitted and more detail as part of the conditional use permit application that will now have to be submitted. But what we've seen so far is a grocery store anchored property that will then have some space for retail and restaurants. At the center of it is the parking for all of those things. And that drew some attention. We can focus more on that as we break down the different pieces of this. But as you loop around the corners of the property and you're kind of running to the back of this portion of the property is running into the back of homes that are on Carroll Street. So then you're coming around to the James Street side of things where there's going to be the residential portion of it, and this is aimed at residents 55 years and older. And then there's going to be an amphitheater. There's going to be a couple of office buildings that are more office space than the retail and restaurants that are on the other side, closer to the Harris Teeter. So that's taken up about 35.5 acres of the 40-acre property. The Lloyd family and the property developer are, as part of this rezoning that went through last night, would be donating about 4.5 acres to the town of Carrboro, which was also, oddly, a bit of a contentious topic last night.
What were the differences between the 2016 proposal that got rejected and this proposal yesterday?
It shifted some of the buildings around.
Okay.
It added the amphitheater and expand on some of the green space things. They increased the stormwater management. The developer in this case is working on stormwater management for a 100-year flood. And that's the kind of normal term for it, but it means there's a 1% chance that flood happens
this year,
that year,
whatever
year you're in. So it doesn't mean, obviously, that it's only going to happen once every 100 years. And with the way that we've seen storms recently, everybody...
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have to add a zero to that.
So they plan for that rather than, I believe, just the 25-year flood is what the ordinance had called for. So they went beyond on that. They've got another traffic study that will now have to be done to continue to monitor what traffic is in the area now and the projections with this development coming online. Assuming everything is approved from here on out, the first building could be open in the middle of 2022. So I guess at this point, maybe a little under 4 years from now, we could be seeing something on that site open To the public.
Speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, talking about the meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen last night. This was at the Owassa Building because Carrboro Town Hall is an early voting site, but it was a 5-2 vote in favor of rezoning the Lloyd Farm property. And we're talking about this significantly because this is a conversation that's been going on for 7 years plus. So this vote last night was pretty significant. And I remember this being part of the conversation 2 years ago that board members were kind of skeptical about the proposal as it was, but they were also concerned that if we say no to the proposal, the developer could just go ahead and develop based on the zoning that already existed, which would mean a lot of single family housing and stuff that no one really particularly wanted on the site. And it feels like that was kind of the discussion again last night, that a lot of board members weren't 100% thrilled with all of the components, but they voted to approve it partly and the fear that if they didn't, this was going to be their last chance to control the process.
It was odd. The elephant in the room seemed to be what was not actually being voted on on Tuesday night, because it did get voted down by a 5-2 margin in December of 2016. There's been very little change on the board in terms of the makeup. Michelle Johnson moved. She resigned her seat. Barbara Fouché was elected to fill that seat. But otherwise, the board is the same as it was when it voted 5-2 against it.
And kind of the key switch is Jacqueline Gist and Randy Hayden O'Donnell.
Lydia Lavelle, the mayor of Carrboro, Bethany Cheney, both voted for the initial project and both said that this one is a little bit better when looking at the overall impact on Carrboro and the things that are going to be there. But it did appear they showed a concept of what could be on the site. This was not any type of plan that was submitted. It was just saying, this is what could go on the site if you vote it down again. And say after 7 years,
was it just
they
like
decide,
a mushroom cloud or what?
Yeah, they say the developer decides, you know what, we're tired of going through this process. We're just going to go through with the by right, meaning what it's zoned for already. There would still be a Harris Teeter. Everything was flipped pretty much. There would still be a Harris Teeter, but it would be closer to 54. But then there would be apartment buildings, or there could be apartment buildings on other parts of the property running up to the neighborhoods that are near there, and the zoning that was already there said that buildings could start 12 feet from the property line. So you had the potential to really be running into something there, and it would go straight into that conditional use permit portion of it. And Randy Hayden O'Donnell and Jacqueline Gist both said that they were concerned about keeping the voice of the neighbors that are adjacent to the property involved in the process. And the best way to do that in their mind was to vote to rezone the property, because now it will continue to go in the CUP process, but you kind of know what you're getting with this, was the proposal that's been put forward, and it shifts over to that 4.5 acres that will be donated to the town as part of this, where that will be under town control now to go through a process of studying the options for it and potentially having some decision on what to do there. If that means leave it alone, leave it the way it is, put a park there, do some sort of gym or community center or affordable housing or all these options. So and that seemed to be a sticking point as well last night, because it seemed as though it had been interpreted that it would be donated to the town and left
undeveloped
by a couple of the board members. Jacqueline Gist, Randy Hayden O'Donnell were more inclined last night to go ahead and say that this was not going to be developed in the future. That was opposed by other board members, saying that's not what they were voting on last night. That's not what was put before. And Bethany,
something to consider on a future day, maybe.
Right. And Bethany Cheney referenced the town in the past putting a fiber hut in one neighborhood when Google was laying fiber down. It's town owned, and they just decided that that was where it was going to go. And they got some backlash for it because there was no public process from that. So now there's a policy in place for any of those things. So that'll be something interesting to watch going forward as well.
The two no votes were Damon Siles and Sammy Slade, and those were also two no votes 2 years ago.
Correct.
Continuing to vote no on this proposal last night. So there was some significant concern about the proposal as it was. Two no votes, a couple of people who voted yes, even though they were a little bit skeptical. What were some of the concerns or the objections?
Damon Siles has continued with his objections to the project of saying it's a suburban feel. It's a suburban project built. His line on this has been more for the 1970s than for 2070, which is what Carrboro should be planning for moving forward. He wanted it to be a more
denser,
higher density project. See, you said denser, and I was going back and forth between trying to decide if more dense or denser sounded correct. So I went
denser sounds more correct. I don't know if it is more correct.
So I went with higher,
corrector?
Higher density. Higher density is
higher
what
density.
I'm going to go with.
There
they wanted
yeah.
More packed into the smaller space, and then you know that could leave potential for leaving some of the other area undisturbed in some of those cases. Mm-hmm. It just didn't fit what he was looking for in that space at all, and he called it a missed opportunity because it is a large piece of property that is undeveloped in Carrboro, and that is not something you run across very often. Mm-hmm. Bethany Cheney talked about the economic impact that this is going to have, and based on whose numbers you're looking at, it could range anywhere from the tax value being $64 million up to $100 million, depending on what the project ultimately looks like and the sales tax and everything else that's coming out of it. But Bethany Cheney pointed to that fact, and she said, we got a list of the 10 highest paying or highest taxpayers mm-hmm. in Carrboro specifically, and they put this list out every year for Orange County, Hillsborough, Chaboa, Carrboro. In Carrboro, she said 8 of the 10 were apartment buildings, one was Carmel Mall, and one was the Hampton Inn. So she said we would need to get the same return in terms of tax dollars that even the conservative projections were. You would need 4 Carmel Malls, and you would need 3.5 Hampton Inns, and you would need a few more of those apartment buildings to match the output of
right.
the one new proposal. And that speaks to the significance of why this project has drawn so much attention over the last few years.
So that's a good point, but the developer was there. Did they respond to Damon Siles' question about like why isn't this proposal higher density?
I think
denser, more dense, whatever.
I think that this is the... they did not respond, I guess.
Okay.
The answer to that is directly. That's been part of what has been happening over the last 7 years, though. The project hasn't changed that much
right.
since the first proposal. So I think this is what the developer felt comfortable with. This is what they knew, kind of, I assume that they could do. They were comfortable with that scenario and having the grocery store anchored property with everything else. And Lydia Lavelle brought up that there is the big parking lot right in the middle of the proposal. She brought up the possibility of leaving it, you know, infilling later on throughout the, you know, as years go on, if things are mm-hmm. progressing in a certain way, then you have the potential, I guess, to infill.
You're kind
of
seeing
some
that now at 203 South yeah. Greensboro, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that opened up the idea that there is some potential for, you know, years down the road, not anything, obviously, that we would be projecting to kind of immediately, but years down the road, you could revisit some of that site. But overall, it really did seem like this was maybe the ultimatum vote rather than where we mm-hmm. were 2 years ago with the first proposal. The family and the developer came back to the town, and we weren't privy to, obviously, all of those conversations that happened kind of behind the scenes. But there certainly seemed to be more of a thought that the developer could go forward with the by right plan if this approval was not given this time around.
Speaking with Blake Hodge, and I'm interested in the Harris Teeter being there because there's a Food Lion right across the street at Carrboro Plaza.
Yeah.
There's another
and
Food
there's
Lion
Harris
down
Teeter
the road.
At Carmel Mall.
At Carmel Mall. There's Weaver Street Market at Carmel Mall, and there's another Food Lion that's on, what is it, Old Fayetteville and Jones Ferry. So I can think of 4 grocery stores off the top of my head that you could walk to from that Lloyd Farm property if you have a half an hour to do the walk. Is there a need for a grocery store there?
I don't know. I can't speak to the need.
Maybe a CVS
pharmacy
would go.
I haven't seen the numbers. But they wouldn't, they certainly feel very comfortable
okay.
with that. And based on other conversations that, you know, we've had with Mayor Lydia Lavelle on this show during her weekly segment, it does not appear that there it would be a cannibalizing the other mm-hmm. Harris Teeter even that's open, that there's enough demand to keep all of that. All that moving.
So what's next then?
Well, they'll come back with the conditional use permit application. That will be more detailed drawings and building specifics that they would be coming forward with. Ted Barnes with Argus Development said they if they're coming forward with that, the goal would be to have that approved by the end of next year. And then they could go forward with construction starting in 2020. And that first building could be open on Lloyd Farm to the public in the middle of 2022 is the projection right now. But in the meantime, there's going to be more traffic study going on, the conditional use permit, and there's potential, you know, and there's opportunity for public comment and everything, or for evidence being presented during the conditional use permit that things could be shifted a little bit. And then I think it'll be really interesting to watch what happens with that 4.5 acres of property that will be donated to the town under this, because there clearly is some thought of it should be left alone and untouched, and maybe that was a bit of incentive for the neighbors to be okay with what the proposal was this time around versus, you know, it's 4.5 acres and maybe you can't do something on a portion of it. Certainly, I mean, there's high power wires and everything that are running through there, and you've got things that you need to deal with. There's a Duke Energy substation that's right there, but does that rule all of the 4.5 acres out? And I think that'll be something interesting to watch moving forward.
5-2 vote last night, Carver Board of Aldermen approving rezoning for the Lloyd Farm property development to come after another process. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.